Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Dr. Cox Mastertime presents the world today. My friend, these disciples asked him, Master, when is the end time? And he told them, no man know the end time. As I speak to you, today, bread and bread, no man know the end time. But you are seeing the end time now. You are seeing the end time now. I'm going to have to go aside from my prepared message today. Because the Spirit of the Lord is a had a hold of me. And the power of the Lord is upon me. Then I joined with the Spirit on the last day. And he took him out. Lord. And he took him out on the Isle of Patmos, and he prophesied that I, John, saw the Holy Spirit coming down out of heaven. And he set one foot upon the land. And he set one foot upon the sea. It's time, I believe it. Time shall be no more. Today, beloved. Amen. Today, beloved. Our reading today we consist of from the 19th, the third chapter of the 19th, the 30th. But that's going to be coupled with the book of Amos. The book of Amos, the third. Amos, the seventh chapter. The seventh chapter. It's read as thus. Said, but Amos neither a prophet nor God nor member of the prophet guild. But Amos was a shepherd boy attending the sycamore trees. God has called Amos. God has called me. He's from the entire outside the prophet world. As a priest, system from outside even the nation of Israel, to announce this judgment that the nation was so spiritually and moral corrupt. My friend, you are listening to last days Amos. Amos the prophet had prophesied how the world was corrupted. And beloved, this Amos you hear today, repeating that prophecy, and the world is corrupt. The reason why the world is corrupt, the churches is corrupt, the preachers corrupt. All yes. There are no one able to bear, to hear, and to bear God's words. I love it. When the people of God is so corrupt that they're no longer able to hear and to bear the word of God. Time for judgment. If I want to take a text today, it'll be judgment time. But Amos, I struggle with the burden of the prophets. But God made him a prophet. God has made me a minister, a prophet to this land. To struggle with a burden, with a burden. Oh, Lord. I wrestle to pray with God. Oh, God, for the churches of God. I wrestle. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. It said, they struggled with the burden of the prophet. Wrestling in prayer with God for Israel, for the church of God. He takes not a light in announcing that the plummet line hangs around Israel against which all will be measured. But, beloved, Amos of old, struggle and prayer. I mean, visualize, see the, he's the only one can see the plummet line hang over Israel. That God is ready. Judgment time. To measure. There will be measure with everybody. And Amos had longing for the judgment to be turned aside. Yet, he rejected, yet the rejected of the Lord's words by the king and prophet in the last, is the last straw, is judgment time. Judgment and exile. Confirm is evidence that God is turning his back on his people. Ah. I love today, I want you to know. Ask God to search your heart. And life, and be helped, and to help you break connection with anything that is out of line with God. Oh, my God. Anything out of line with God. I love it. Disobedience to your husband is out of time with God. Children, dishonoring your parents is out of time with God. Servant, dishonoring your our bosses is on the line with God. God is going to bring you back in line. God. Right now, God. Just plead with you. To bring you back alive with God and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me today. Except I pray to God, Father of light, help me to hear. You know what? Help me to hear. You no matter what your word comes, how your word comes to me. Help me to respond to you. My God. My God. Pray to God that you will respond to the word of God. I hear the word of God. The burden of the prophet Amos is upon me. The plumb line that God has shown only Amos, the shepherd boy, from behind the sheep, gathering sycamore fruit. God, he didn't call the rich. He didn't call the high. He didn't call the white. He didn't call the strong. He didn't call the strong. But he called the shepherd boy. Amen. The plumber is set. God. God, let us try the word. God, let's save me in this word. Oh, that bird is a hair. Everybody will be measured. Oh, everybody will be measured with the plumb line of God. My friend today, you can turn off your radio, but if the word of God is telling you right now, you are corrupted. You are corrupted. The preachers are corrupted. The elders are corrupted. The bishop are corrupted. The deacons are corrupted. The missionaries are corrupted. The doorkeepers are corrupted. But my Lord, he's giving you one more chance. The burden of the Lord. The plumb line. He sent a plumb line in Israel to hear ye the word of God. God, in his mercy, has spared me, O God. But I have been broadcast over the world. The judgment is ahead. My friend, my neighbors, my brother, my sister, my friends, just how that Israel rejected Amos the prophet. They rejected Amos today. This last day prophet. Last day prophet. He meant the plumb line. The plumb line. His hand over the church. And God. But that's a I give you that's yours. What's in that bag is yours. That's why I said take it to your car. Next. Priority.
I forgot to get the paper.
Yeah, that's priority. That's the entire thing. You refuse. You have refused the prophet Amos in the old days. And here now you are rejecting the modern day Amos with the same words that my God had called the prophet Amos. From gathering sycamore fruits, from following the shepherd, the sheep. He said, the nation are spiritually and morally corrupt. There was none able to hear or bear God's words. Amos suggested with the burden of the prophets, with the burden of God's words, that they are bearing the burden of God's words. And bear the burden of God's word to somebody, that somebody will hear the word of God, and that somebody will repent from their sin. He said, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is trying to save somebody today. Who's ever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind, let the dumb, let the sick, let the lame, let the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Who's ever called upon the name of the Lord? The dumb. Preach it everywhere I go. On the land, on the sea, everywhere I go. But I want Jesus to walk with me. Everywhere I go, I preach it. My friends, beloved, if the blind call, they receive their sight. And when the lame, dumb call, the blind will see sight, the dumb, the deaf, the see hearing, the dumb speech, the sick healed, the lame walk, the thirsty water, the hungry bread, the weary, he'll make you glad. The sad, he'll make you glad. The weary, he'll give you rest. The sad, he'll make you glad. The naked, he'll give you clothing. The clothes of righteousness. Who's ever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, friend, today, with such a message from God, I know you're ready to call upon the name of the Lord. You're ready to call. Will you come? Will you come one? Will you come all? And you may call upon the name of the Lord. And you may call upon his name to let the wicked take his ways. And let the unrighteous man and return unto God. And he will pardon and forgive you. Our beloved, you said, unable to struggle with the burden. He prayed with God for Israel. He take no delight in announcing what Daddy Plumline hang among Israel, against which all will be measured. No one will escape. Amos are longing for the judgment to be turned aside. Yet the rejection of the Lord's word by Amos is the last trial. Judgment and exile are confirmed upon Israel. No more mercy. No judgment. My friends. Yeah. It's saying, well, there was a feast. There was a fair of God before their eyes. There was no fair of God before their eyes. That's what it is, devil. The same thing over there, right here in the New Testament. So now we know that what things soever the Lord said, he said to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may be become guilty before God. Therefore by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Nobody, you all, guilty in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophet. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all that believe. For there is no difference. Nobody is getting by. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified fully by grace through the redemption of God is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a preparatory through faith in his blood, to declare the righteousness of the remission of sin that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, as in time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is Boston? Where is Boston? Then, is it excluded by what law or what? Nay, but by the law of God. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of. Is he the God of the Jew only? Is he not also of the Gentile? Yes, of the Gentile also. See, it is one God. We shall justify the circumcised by faith, and uncircumcised through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. My friend, my neighbor, you have heard the spoken word coming from you from the Old Testament, coming from the New Testament. I had no idea in my life that these two scriptures were backing up one another. But my God, he said, if you hear my voice, God not yet. Today, if anyone hear my voice, you can call me at 305-836-9545. Or you may write me, 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33147. Dr. Cox will pray with you. Dr. Cox will counsel with you. Will attempt to put you on the right train. Above all, if you're in the city of Miami, the Tabernacle is 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida. Where the right Bishop Walter Harris Richardson is the pastor and overseer. Where the sense of God, singing the song that the angel kind of sing, I have been redeemed by the blood of the. My soul is anchored in the Lord. You too can sing the song. You too can sing the song that my soul is anchored in the Lord. Turn it back. My soul has been surrendered in the Lord. No more turn it back. Before I leave you, I want to tell you about the hellbound train. There's two trains. One is bound for heaven, where the gates are pearl and the streets of gold. The water running down, the silver water running down the throne of God. The angel, the cherubim covering the face of God. And the God himself is ready to welcome you. And the luscious garden in the background, where the tree of life stand there. Amen. With the fruit of life. Amen. He's ready to welcome you. But there goes the other train, is the hellbound train that's bound for hell. But the angel himself is the angel there. And he said, ha 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 ha. You have paid your fare on the hellbound train. You have paid your fare and I'll land you safe while you're duty bound. You are plunder, you are murder, you are steal, you have cheated, you have robbed, you have taken on the devil bride. Oh, I'll land you safe when you're dead in the lake of fire where the worm dies not and the fire not quench. Ho, 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 ho.